The weekend that was started off slowly. Chest Puff Thursday was extremely quiet. There were only a small handful of people around, and nothing of any note came to my attention. The police advised a couple of guys were arrested during a break and enter in the early hours of Friday morning. Friday Fight Night lived up to its name yet again. The police dog squad was seen to be going through the licensed venues, with one guy being taken away for pushing the dog away from him. An elderly gentleman using a walking frame and walking stick was sitting on the one little seat outside Night Owl Lismore. A fight ensued. It is unclear who hit first, but the elderly gentleman came off considerably worse with lacerations to his face. A few people tried to help him, with police eventually attending and driving him home. Later that night, a staff member from one of the licensed premises had their vehicle damaged. It appears as though it was repeatedly kicked. A couple of younger girls also got into a fight near the one little seat. A few punches were thrown before it ended. Not much more came of this fight. Police reported a drug operation was undertaken on Friday night throughout the Lismore licensed premises. They reported only one drug detection, where one male was arrested with an undisclosed amount of methamphetamine. Investigations are ongoing. Saturday night had its usual crowd of happy revelers, with only two incidents coming to my attention. The first involved a Maori guy from out of town who nearly got in a fight with two other guys. They were talked out of fighting when directed to the number of CCTV cameras in the area. They all walked away. The night also ended a little bit strangely. One guy seemed to be following a particular girl around the street and trying to impose himself on her. When she walked off up a dark, quiet and poorly lit part of the street after one of her friends, this guy tried to follow. He was quickly stopped, as it was very obvious to everyone that he was interested in her. Security directed police attention towards the guy, who was seemingly moved on pretty quickly. The girl got home safely. Just to address my earlier comment about the one little seat and the trouble it may cause between businesses, one business owner seems to be of the view that people hanging around on the one little seat is good for business. Another business owner, me, believes it is bad for business since people are getting hassled for money or cigarettes and fights are often occurring. I've repeatedly admitted trying to get the seat moved across a little bit quite a while ago, but this never happened. It now seems that the police and council want the seat gone altogether after realising how much trouble accompanies it. This position has nothing to do with me, but it seems I'm already getting the blame. In any case, I have no doubt that the one little seat will continue to feature heavily in the Weekend That Was segment while it remains. This is River FM 92.9 and I am Big Rob. Find me on Facebook by following the Big Rob's rant links on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au.